researching, teaching, and writing about parenthood and psychological development. I've been speaking to parent groups for decades, usually in schools or communities concerned about raising children and adolescents. I always leave time to respond to audience questions, and I usually hang around after my presentations to chat with parents who were uncomfortable posing their questions in front of the whole audience. Decades ago, I would mainly field questions about raising teenagers. Although I still get a lot of these inquiries, I've noticed that, more and more, parents worry about how to manage their relationships with their grown children. How do I know if my son is floundering? Is it okay to help my daughter with her grad school application? What should I do if my kid is moving in with someone I think is dangerous? We have been helping our 25-year-old financially for the last few years, but how long is too long? My son has moved back home, and we can't seem to agree on rules for living together. He spends a lot of time on the couch playing video games, but my wife and I think he should be spending his time looking for a job every day. I'm also a father and a grandfather. I know firsthand that the most important tool a parent can have is an accurate understanding of where their child is developmentally and how this influences their thoughts, behavior, and emotions. Think of the relief you felt when your toddler and later teenager pulled away, often angrily, and an expert calmly told you, "That's developmentally appropriate." This knowledge helps you develop reasonable expectations, which are critical to your success as a parent. Unfortunately, parents of adult children lack the resources that are available for parents of infants, school children, or teenagers. True, you can find books here and there written by or for despairing parents who are estranged from their grown children. Hopefully, you aren't estranged from your adult child. I cover this topic in Chapter 3. But you probably have questions about how to deal with the challenges of parenting an adult child. And all of us can benefit from advice on how to navigate or even avoid common minefields. You and your adult child is the first comprehensive guide for all parents whose children are in their 20s or 30s. This audiobook is based on my own research as well as groundbreaking work by my colleagues. It also benefits from my more than 4 decades of teaching undergraduates and graduate students and my 38 years as a parent. From that well of experience, I draw advice for virtually every difficulty you and your adult child might face regarding their mental health, education, finances, romantic relationships, and child rearing. I illustrate these challenges throughout the audiobook with anecdotes about parents and their adult children. The families are composites based on conversations I've had with many parents, as well as relevant research, but I have changed important details to protect the family's anonymity. When I began writing this book, I quickly realized we don't have a simple, common term to describe children in their 20s or 30s, the way we have labels like infants, toddlers, or teenagers. That's probably because until recently, discussions of this age group focused on them as students, employees, or spouses, but not as people who have ongoing bonds with their parents. Try as I might, I couldn't come up with a term that wasn't cumbersome or derogatory. So for lack of a better blanket term, I use adult children and grown children interchangeably to describe offspring of a certain age, not people of questionable emotional maturity. The audiobook begins with some general principles that inform later chapters on specific issues, like handling finances, your child's romantic partner, or concerns about your child's parenting. In Chapter 1, I discuss how parenting an adult child is different today than it was a generation ago, how your role as a parent has changed now that your child is an adult, and how to balance your natural desire to remain involved in your child's life with their need to establish some autonomy from you. Chapter 2 discusses how to maintain a healthy, day-to-day relationship with your child, including deciding whether to speak up or bite your tongue when you have concerns, understanding and managing the complicated emotions that having an adult child often trigger, resolving conflicts with your child constructively, and handling